Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, yes, the weekend is here. It feels good that the weekend is here. Today it is Friday. I am, for one, glad that this is the last show of the week because tomorrow I'm looking forward to going to the Balloon Glow. I really look forward to that at Forest Park. Keeping an eye, too, on the storms that are going on the East Coast. I know that this is a different kind of Friday for them. They're probably not all that thrilled to be evacuated from their homes in the uncertainty of what happens next. But we're going to keep you updated on that. In fact, there is someone from our sister station in Richmond, Virginia, WRVA. A newsman, Matt Demline, is going to be joining us later this hour to talk about the preparations they took and then what it was like to find out the storm was going south to the Carolinas, sparing them up in Virginia. There was a story on Fox 2. You know, maybe not Fox 2. This is KMOV. Maybe I should point this out. We had a slow week for calls this week. Slow week. So if there's something that you're holding off on or something you wanted to talk about on Fridays, we normally keep an open phone line. We keep the discussions open that way. If there's something you didn't call in on that you wanted to or maybe something you missed, give us a call. We'll keep it open for you. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Yeah, maybe they're scared of producer Mike. Hopefully Jerome's listening, and I want to know if he's got his producer pen wrap. Jerome, if you got it, let's get up before 1230. I want Mike to hear it and producer Ben to hear it. I want them both to. All right, but we keep the phone lines a little flexible here on these Fridays if there's something you want to bring up. So this is from KMOV. Condemned apartments in dangerous living conditions have caught the attention of city officials in Belridge. This is scary to me. When I was listening to the conditions that these people were living in, I was thinking to myself, what? How neglected does it have to be before someone goes and checks these things out?
The light is on, but Dominic Moore can't go home. Neither can Brittany Austin, a single mom raising a six-year-old here.
And then there were all these notes on the door.
Building 9003 at the Springwood Apartments in Bell Ridge is condemned. The city claims stair supports are rotted. The second floor.
Yeah, so the camera crew's out there, and this is what it looks like. It looks like they got a couple of 2x4s holding up like a wood platform in a chunk of concrete on top of that, as if that's safe. Oh, my.
Our walkway is crumbling. You can see it here. But tenants say problems go beyond safety.
The entire time I've been here, I haven't had heating and cooling. The entire year and a half I've been here.
No heating and cooling. It gets to 100 degrees. The real feel up to like 100 and some. How many weeks did we have a stretch above 90? No cooling? No heating during the summer? Oh, come on.
A few buildings over Margot Dannenberger says mold and water damage made her unit unlivable.
How in the world can this go unchecked for as long? Did they complain? Did no one? Okay, you can complain to the property owners, and if that doesn't get done, aren't there people in the city you can complain to get them to come check it out? There's people and advocates that help renters that are in these terrible situations that can't get these things done. They can't have you live in these moldy apartments and do nothing about it.
Is it condemned?
Yes.
You can't live there?
No.
Have you gotten your deposit back?
No.
According to the city, the landlord must provide alternative housing until condemned units are fixed. These tenants got a few nights at an extended stay hotel, but claim they were told to check out earlier this week.
No.
On Monday night, Dominic Moore found himself with nowhere to go.
So I was forced to sleep in my car, and as you can see, I have all of my belongings in here.
It sure appears that the owner of this...
So they're talking to a lawyer now who KMOV shows him slipping his card into all of these doors, which I guess, you know, is effective.
complex has been milking the rent and not maintaining the building.
Yeah,
Rob
Swearingen
is a lawyer with Legal Services of Eastern Missouri. He's now representing some of Springwood's tenants at building 9003. He sees no signs of progress.
I was here last week and it looks exactly the same.
Tenants whose units haven't been condemned aren't without problems. Alana Kilgore's bedroom window is shattered with shards of sharp glass hanging from the frame.
You gotta be kidding. I feel terrible for the people that have been put in this position. There's nothing they can do about it. The city of Belridge has issued more than 300 tickets against the owners of this complex, Springwood Complex. According to the St. Louis County Housing Authority, the company has received Section 8 payouts totaling $345,000 over the past year for 129 units. Who knows what they're using it for? It's just terrible. Just terrible situation out there. I feel for all those people. I hope that the city steps in quickly on something like this. And what took them so long? Let me get to Joy real quick in Florissant. Hey, Joy, what's going on?
Oh, hey, I just wanted to let Mary know, who called earlier.
Yeah.
I don't go to doctors either.
You don't? Why not? I'm sorry, you cut out there. Any reason why you don't go?
I don't like them.
No?
Every time I go there, I get sick. Okay.
Yeah.
They tell me I have something wrong. And I went one time for trigger finger.
Okay.
And they wanted to do surgery.
Well, trigger finger, is that where your index finger is curled back?
It was not my index finger. It was my, ring finger.
Okay.
Would just go over and you couldn't move it.
Yeah.
And I decided I wasn't going to pay, my portion of the surgery.
Uh-huh.
And I just worked it out.
What do you mean you worked it out? With your finger?
With my fingers. I took it and I just made it go back and forth every day.
Rehabbed your own finger.
I took care of my trigger finger, taking care of my trigger finger.
Yeah, and then how's it now? Is it okay?
It's fantastic.
Huh.
I haven't had a problem with it for 6 years.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. They called for surgery, huh?
My sisters are always mad at me because I won't go to the doctor.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not on the 15 pills that you're on,
And you're feeling good?
Oh, I feel fantastic.
Huh.
I am a little bit, I'm 69, so yeah.
You're getting up to, once you're 70th, is it this year or next year, your 70th birthday?
My birthday was 2 weeks ago. I called you 2 weeks ago when I turned 69.
Oh, that's right. Happy birthday to you, Joy. I remember now. All right, so.
You were going to sing me a song.
What song? Happy birthday?
Well, I don't know. You said you couldn't sing it because of copyright.
Yeah, I don't know if you can do that or not. They waver back and forth on that. I could just make up my own birthday song for you. I'll have to write some lyrics down. Or maybe I can get Jerome to rap it for you.
Oh, no, not Jerome. Uh-uh. He needs to keep his day job.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, Mary's not alone. There's a lot of us out there.
So stay away from the doctors. You're better off if you don't go.
Yeah, you don't get sick if you're
Did you have a Reader's Digest subscription and you would cut out the little suggestions in there and put them on your fridge?
No.
My grandma did that all the time. So she would always have a list and her fridge would be full of these things. If this is wrong with you, do this. And it was always if you have a toothache, make sure to pinch between your thumb and index finger. Or if you have problems with your head scratching, you put your big toe into the sand or something. There was always these really weird remedy things, and she lived by them. And she lived to be 95 almost.
Well, I had one grandma that lived to 97, one to 93.
Yeah.
So, it's of course they went to doctors. And it's oh, no.
But they lived up to how old?
One was 97.
Yeah. See, went to the doctor.
Right. Yeah.
Joy,
do
you want to live to 100? You could have lived to 100. Now you're getting greedy. Do you want to live till you're 97, Joy?
No, in this world.
I don't know if I want to either. It's not getting any better.
This world is not cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks sharing that.
Tell Mary that she's not by herself and she's not cuckoo.
She'll stay away. All right. There you go. Hey, thanks.
Okay. You have a good. I said good day last time, and you said something about it. So have a good night.
You too, Joy. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hell, yeah. I need to come up with a birthday song for her. But Tina texted in, too, said, tell that sweet little 87-year-old woman, she did tell you the secret to longevity. Don't go to the doctors. That's the secret. Neither did my parents or siblings. You go to the doctors, they give you meds, and all you do is live with side effects. Trust me. Okay. So far, the key to longevity is stay away from the doctors. So anyone else want to call in and tell me how great it is when they stay away from the doctors? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. Yesterday, we had a story from the Kansas City Star about a kid that was playing in the tree, fell off because he saw some yellow jackets and had a meat skewer go through his head.
I went running down the stairs and Bear, I call him Bear, he came in and he had this thing just sticking out. And he's so funny because he remembers what I said more than that, because my first thing that I said was, who did that to you? Because I thought it was an arrow.
Yeah. You don't expect your kid to run into the house with a meat skewer through his head. Doug's calling in from Chesterfield. Doug, you told our producer you have a story similar to that.
Well, yeah, it didn't affect me personally, but I years ago, I had a girl that was singing with me all the time, and her dad was the assistant ER chief at Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
And also on WashU medical faculty and everything. He may still be. I don't know what he's doing now. But anyway, he would tell us all these stories. And he always made so many jokes. You never knew if he was being for real.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, one night, he goes, he swore it was true. He goes, I tell you guys, honestly, I got the truth. He goes, a guy came walking into the ER with a knife sticking out of his chest. And he said, I think I have a problem.
I think I have a problem. Wait, so he's got a full-blown, was it like a Rambo knife or was it like a butter knife? I want to know now.
A butter knife. No, it wasn't a butter knife. He said it was like a, well, like a butcher knife.
Like a butcher knife.
Got into an argument and she stabbed him.
What, with a butcher knife? Like a cleaver?
Not a cleaver, just a butcher knife. You know, like a long meat cutting knife, you know, like a slicing knife, you know. Like
oh, okay. So something you'd see in a rack on a kitchen top or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Like in a butcher block deal or something.
Yeah.
And he said apparently this guy and his girlfriend got into an argument and she stabbed him. And we asked him, we said, wasn't there a bunch of blood? He goes, no, there wasn't. He goes, as a matter of fact, he goes, there are places in your chest cavity where you can actually put a knife all the way through and really not be in danger of hitting anything important if you know exactly where to put it.
Doug, this is bad. Wait till the teens find out about this. It'll be the next challenge. Don't. We can't spread this information out there. Kids are stupid. Kids are so dumb. That is scary. So he just comes in and it just a plain miracle occurred where he just so happened to get stabbed by his angry girlfriend in a place that wasn't life-threatening.
Absolutely.
Whoa. What happened after that?
He said, "Well, we took him in, and we prepped him, and we did you get it out, you know, and then dress it and everything like that." He said, "But he was fine."
Let's say that was you, Doug. Would you keep the knife and put it up on the wall like as a trophy?
I'd probably keep the knife and lose the girlfriend, but
that's probably a good idea.
That might be the best thing to do if you value your life and your sanity. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you got it. That's like an automatic. Well, you're in the hospital at that point. You are basically calling back and saying you better be gone by the time I get there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You better not see you ever again.
I was gonna ask you how you're doing, but I know that whenever I hear Rebecca Black at midnight, you're doing great.
I am doing great. So, it helps me get through the night a little bit easier. So I give up coffee. After a certain point, there's a cutoff time, so at least I can fall asleep later. That picks me right up, just like a cup of coffee, a little Rebecca Black.
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. Since I've been listening to your show and you started doing that, I kind of look forward to it now on Thursday night.
I know. It's addicting.
I look forward to that. I'm like, wow, okay.
She
is cool.
She was someone that got a lot of flack for that song, but I tell you what, it does its job.
Oh, it certainly does its job. There's another one I was thinking about, too, and I don't recall the artist. I'm sure Mike or Ben could find it out, but there was a song back, and I don't even recall the name of it, but it was something about everybody's working for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't recall who did that. It was back in the 80s, I think. It was 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, that was Loverboy. We can slip that in there. Why not?
Is that who that was? Yeah. Okay,
we'll,
yeah, okay.
We'll, We'll play some Loverboy. They go around. You'll see them every once in a while at like these county fairs and things. They're still out there touring.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. All right, Doug. Thanks for the story. I'm going to keep an eye out for the human pincushion stories from now on. Thanks.
You bet. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye. Well, that's good. All right. So apparently there's places you can get stabbed in the chest and it doesn't hurt you. Big Al calling in. What's going on, Big Al?
I got 100 on Huey Lewis. Taking what they're giving because they're working for a living. That's Huey Lewis, bud.
No, he wasn't singing Huey Lewis. No, he was talking working for the weekend.
No, taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. That's Huey Lewis.
What he said? I thought he said working for the weekend, not working for a living.
You didn't hear right. Okay. Listen, whenever I get insomnia, I just come on, give the beagle a muffin, and then listen to you, and I go right back to sleep.
Well, I don't know. That's not good. You know, does the beagle eat? What's the damn thing
I leave on the table when I try to go in the other room to talk to you? Otherwise, Mama gets mad.
You know what happened with our dog? So the kid eats these, what they call, I call them a bologna roll-up. So it's a cheese stick with bologna rolled around it. He loves them. So he dropped the cheese stick. The dog came in lightning fast. Never seen the dog move that quick. Picked this thing up. Wife texts me and says, dog has the worst gas tonight because he ate that cheese stick. Worst.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. My beagle will snatch it right out of your hands.
Before it even hits the ground, you can snatch that.
And so when I got him, I rescued him. He was 34 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took him to the vet last week, and he tipped it as felt 62.
Whoa! That's overweight for a beagle, isn't it?
Yes. He's very overweight.
Yeah.
And you better have it on 71 degrees. Otherwise, it's over because he gets hot. And then I got Brooklyn and Sheets. He got him. I got my pillow. The wife got him. So I'm stuck listening to you trying to go to sleep. Wreck. He lays on his back and wallows around like a carp on the riverbank.
He's just really digging into it. Loves it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to send it to Brooklyn. Because he's wrapped up like a friggin' swaddled baby. He's like,
60-pound baby just enjoying his life.
He's swelled up.
And just waiting for the opportunity for food to drop.
Yeah, because I friggin' accidentally, now I think he knows how to get on a chair. Because I don't tell you right now, I had one pushed way back, and somehow he got it.
Mm.
But I had my ex-wife hold a screwdriver to my neck.
Whoa, really? What happened?
Well, that was a long story. But
I probably
anyway,
don't need to know. Yeah, but
yeah, I'm on number two. She's on number four. I don't think I was the problem. But man, that's why you go to Aldi, get an $8 bag of flowers, and walk in and go, "Honey, I'm sorry. I was listening to Wrecker in the driveway, and he put me to sleep. Here's some flowers."
Big Al, thanks for calling in.
Love you, bud.
Good weekend. So, I don't know. That went about eight different ways. There was more direction changes in that than there was the hurricane path over the last couple of days. You know, we keep things a little flexible on Fridays, as you can tell. If there's something you want to get off your chest, you can. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX. Doug from Chesterfield, if you're still listening, text in. Let me know if this is the song you were referring to. Pretty sure this is what you're referring to. All right. Let me get to Lois, who's calling in from St. Louis. Lois, what's going on?
Yeah, I just called in because I was listening, and I woke up when the guy was calling about his dog. I thought that was pretty good.
Big Al woke you up?
Yeah, he woke me up. I have your station on all the time.
You keep it on 24/7.
When you're on.
Oh, that's great.
I enjoyed listening to you.
Oh, thank you. So you're a Big Al fan.
Yeah.
He's going to start expecting us paying him here soon enough. He's going to get a fan base going.
Yeah, really.
So what makes you, what do you like about the overnight show?
Well, I just enjoy listening to you, different things that you have on and your comments.
Nice. All right. So you just called in to say you like Big Al?
Yeah,
all right,
I enjoy listening to you, so thanks so much.
Have a great night, Lois. Thank you.
You too. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Aw, she called me hun. That's nice. I always like that. Compliments. You know, you'd be, I guess, surprised to find out that we don't get a lot of compliments in radio. So that's nice to hear that. Yeah, people don't say nice things to us. Normally, it's always the people saying bad things to us that reach out. Some nasty emails that come in. I get some nice ones, but mostly bad ones. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Let's see. Big Al, get her number. Big Al, man, he's in a mood today. You know, there was a big confrontation on Fox News earlier tonight with Tucker Carlson and Michael Avenatti. Now, Michael Avenatti is the lawyer here from St. Louis, but represents the Stormy Daniels. And they bring him on. I couldn't believe this. I just could not believe this back and forth that they had. Because the whole time, what was the, on the bottom lower third, he just kept something up on the screen. It was like creepy porn lawyer or something. So he was, it was not a friendly encounter between the two of them. You want to hear some of this? This is something else.
It's not true.
You don't even know your
facts,
Tucker.
Look, I'm just saying,
Tucker,
why is she
Tucker,
still?
How do you have a show and you're this ignorant?
Uh-huh.
How is that
Here's
possible?
What I know for a fact is that your client is not thriving. And for you to look at me in the eye and say she wants to perform in strip clubs with people throwing stuff at her is insulting to her. People don't do that unless they have no choice or she just likes it. Is that what you're saying?
Tucker, now.
So he's your client who he's probably promised to make her rich and famous because of this whole whole issue with Donald Trump is still touring strip clubs. How good can she be doing? Oh, man.
Now you're the defender of my client. You don't know anything
it's
about
pathetic.
My client.
You're exploiting
you don't even
her.
Know, you don't know anything about my client. Exploiting
I know
client.
That she's
I've
working
ever,
in a strip club in Richmond.
Can I finish?
She's right. working at a strip
I've
club.
I've done a remarkable job for my
man.
Client, and she'll be the first one to tell you that. And had you listened to any of her interviews or
yes.
seen any of her comments, you would know exactly what she thinks of me. I'm not done. I am not exploiting my client. I'm
really?
Representing my client to the absolute.
So when she
to
wants to get
I'm
your
still,
legal
I'm
advice, does she have to pretend to be
talking.
A booker from CNN still, to get through to you?
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, man. Oh, man. This whole exchange is something else. Oh. And the whole time, every time they scroll over to him, it says, like, the sleazy porn lawyer or something like that on the bottom. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe this happened. I can't believe he showed up to Fox News. This was not civil. It wasn't meant to be civil. They both knew what was going to happen. And apparently, Michael Avenatti thought he'd get the best of Tucker on his own program. It really didn't work out that way. He's not on CNN anymore. Oh, how about this? Giovanni's calling in from Ferguson. Hey, Giovanni, what's going on?
How you doing? Enjoying your broadcast as usual?
Thanks.
So listen, I have a kind of unique story here. I'm just asking, can they or can they not do it? I don't know if I can mention this particular casino in St. Louis, Missouri. I'll just use the word casino, okay?
Okay, better to do that, yeah.
Okay, I was at this particular casino, and I was playing my machine. I came up to, like, the next card to the highest card there is, okay? So I've been getting, you know, all the perks and all that stuff. Been there for like 3 or 4 years, okay? So this one day recently, they came to my machine, the gambling commission came to my machine, and they asked me to come to the office, and they put me up on arrest. Well, the reason why I got up on arrest was because I missed a court date in Cole County.
Huh.
I'm like, really? They said, yeah. So they arrested me. Now, they took my license out of my wallet because I, first of all, wasn't driving, number one, but they were suspended, but I wasn't driving. They were in my wallet. They took it. I said, we can do it because we're the state. I'm like, okay.
Wait, who's we? Like, who's the one that did this? Were they uniformed officers?
Yeah, they were gambling commissioner police officers.
Okay.
They're there all the time. You follow me?
So it wasn't like state troopers, or it wasn't someone that was like a bounty hunter or something crazy like that?
No, none of that. These are the normal gambling commission, state commission police officers that be there all the time.
Okay.
Okay? Huh. You know. So then they said, so once I got arrested, and I post bond, whatever the case may be, and I went back on the boat, and they told me I was not welcome on the boat until I showed them 3 years of tax returns to prove that I can I can gamble because I missed my court date. I'm trying to figure out where did that come from. They said that's a compliance of theirs.
That is weird. No, that's weird to me. It's weird that they are in some sort of cooperation to turn over their clients when you haven't committed a crime on their property. That is a little weird to me. I don't know what that says. It's strange that they're tracking you that way. So if you're someone that is a regular there, that means you probably had one of their loyalty cards or whatever that you would use to collect points.
I had next to the highest card. I got everything, sweets, food, you name it, I was getting it.
How often are you going there to gamble?
I was going in almost every day, almost. You know what
Whoa.
I'm saying?
Okay, so you're there a lot.
Yeah, I'm there a lot. I've been there like 3 years.
How long has the warrant been out for your arrest?
It had to been out for the past 3 or 4 months because I had the double bypass and the stents in my heart and stuff. So I did miss the court date. You follow me?
Yeah.
But it's
okay.
In Cole County. Cole County is in Jefferson City.
Yeah, it's pretty far away.
But the point be, you took my license out of my wallet, and I'm not driving. I know they're suspended, so I'm not driving. And then you tell me I can't come back on the boat until I show 3 years of tax return?
That's kind of weird. That's really weird. I don't think anyone has. I've never heard of that. Then again, I don't know much about that world. I don't know about the casino or gambling world. There's a few really weird things that raise some flags. And the first thing I'll say, remember, this is totally unrelated, but I have a point to it. You remember down when there was the Parkland shooting and we learned about how none of these police agencies talk to each other? All of these, there's a lot of things that could have been prevented if their databases just synced up. How in the world does a casino database sync up with local police where they can know you have an outstanding warrant? How does that work? If we have all these issues where none of these agencies talk to each other, how can that happen? I don't understand that.
But how can you tell me I can't come back until I show you 3 years of tax returns because I missed the court date?
Yeah, they could probably do whatever they want if they want you off their property, but that's a weird thing. That's a weird qualifier for them to ask of you. I've never heard of them asking anything of anyone like that. That's strange. I don't think there's anything illegal with them asking you to do that as far as I know. It's just out of the ordinary, and I don't know how often they do it. I don't know. That's weird. So the first thing you have to do is settle that issue over in Cole County. You're going to figure out how to do that, right?
Right. Okay. I mean, I'm doing it right.
Wow, that's weird.
The warrant is no longer in existence.
How do you happened
within 24 hours of me getting arrested? I mean, I posted my bond maybe 5 or 6 hours. You know what I'm saying? I called Cole County. I took care of that, and that was the end of that conversation.
Huh. All right. Yeah, Giovanni, I don't know, man. I don't know what to say. Okay. Have you talked to a lawyer?
No, not yet. The casino say it's in their compliance.
Yeah, you could talk to a lawyer. Just see what they say about it all.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes you can just go in for a consultation. I really don't know I can't make heads or tails of it. I don't know. It's just really strange to me that they have some sort of crossing of the databases, and that seems like it's a big privacy violation. I don't like the idea that they could do that sort of thing.
Well, I may not be able, since I couldn't pay my ticket or whatever case may be in Cole County, I'm not able to gamble because I'm not able to pay my ticket. I'm like, who are you to judge me? How many folks on the boat that ain't able to gamble? And I'm like almost a black card next to it.
How are they tracking that? That raises more privacy questions than anything else. Are they allowed to do that? Yeah, I'd reach to a lawyer and see if they're even allowed to track you through the government systems. That to me is fishy to begin with. All right, hey Giovanni, okay, thank you so much for calling in.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.
Yeah, I don't know. Do I have to give a disclaimer? I'm not a lawyer, but I pretend to be one. So don't take legal advice from an idiot that's not a lawyer. But go ahead and talk to a lawyer. I don't know what that means. Well, how many times have we heard that none of these police systems talk to each other? But how in the world are we sharing information with the casino before other police agencies? That doesn't make sense to me. That doesn't make sense. I don't know. Did they think he was a threat? Dangerous? Then if that was the case, then, if the thing was 3 months overdue, why wait 3 months? That doesn't really scream to me as a danger to their casino. I don't know. That just doesn't make sense. Something doesn't add up. This is Overnight America, KMOX. Well, how about this? Doug in Chesterfield. texting in and clarifying some of his comments from earlier. I wonder what he says here. Yes, that's the song. Sorry, Big Al. It was Loverboy working for the weekend. Oh, you're living on the East Coast right now. You're watching every update that comes out with this hurricane hitting the Carolinas. But what if you're just a little bit north? Joining us now through on Overnight America, Matt Demline. Thanks for coming on. And you're at one of our sister stations in Richmond, Virginia, WRVA. You've been doing news there for almost a couple of decades now. Are you a little relieved the storm decided to go a little south as opposed to a little north?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's not good for the folks in North Carolina and South Carolina. I even have some relatives down there who are somewhat in the path. I am greatly relieved that it's not coming our way. We have a lot of trees in our area, heavy winds, a lot of rain. We've had a lot of rain this summer. All of that would have combined for a very bad situation had the storm come on its original track as they were looking earlier in the week.
So what are the conditions right now in Richmond?
We're actually getting some of the far outer bands of rain right now. We've been getting a little bit of rain off and on today. The good news is that we're not supposed to get a whole lot more. We're supposed to get about maybe 2 to 3 inches over the next day or two, which is a lot better than earlier in the week when they were talking we could see upwards of 10 to maybe even 20. The storm was supposed to originally just sit on us.
Yeah, as the projections started coming in, it went from Category 4 to 2, but that's even pretty deceptive. They're still talking about 110-mile-an-hour winds as it's getting ready to hit the Carolinas right now. What were you guys ready to do in the background? Because have you ever covered a hurricane before?
I've actually been in two, and both were Category 1s. And let me tell you something, I wouldn't want to be in anything bigger than a Category 1. I mean, the winds are heavy, the rains are heavy. You know, really, it doesn't matter, hurricane's a hurricane. When you're in those things, it's a force of nature, and you really don't want to be around that.
WRVA is a great station as well. Another 50,000 water, and you guys cover a lot of area out that way. So I got to imagine this has been a pretty big topic of the news for the past couple of weeks.
Oh, absolutely. It's been our lead story probably since last Thursday when it first looked like the storm was actually going to head towards land, because there was the concern that it could very well take a path that would take it into Virginia long term and create a great deal of flooding risk. And in fact, we may still get some flooding out of this, especially out in the far southwestern part of the state, because the storm is actually supposed to go into North Carolina and then curve north, and that would dump a whole lot of rain into the mountains, which is not good. You would get mountain flooding and in a very bad area.
Well, that's the far end of the other side of the state, because you're right all the way, almost all the way to the east of the state. So
That is correct, but that water has to go downhill, and it goes downhill towards us. So we could even potentially see some river flooding at some point. I mean, as people know in Missouri, you know, when you get the water coming down the Missouri River, and you know, when you get a lot of rain in other areas of the country or in the Missouri watershed, that's got to go somewhere, and eventually, it can cause flooding in areas far removed from where the rain occurred.
So you're a Mizzou grad, aren't you?
I am. I went to Mizzou from 93 to 97. In fact, I was there right at the tail end of the Great Flood in 93.
Wow. So you were able to see some pretty big weather-related news stories while you were here. And, of course, Missouri has tornadoes. You don't get to see the hurricanes out this way. But, yeah, the flooding is something that's been an issue. Even last year, there was some flooding issues earlier in the year.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know. Right in the, correct me if I'm wrong, right along the Merrimack and some of those areas, I guess in the last couple of years, I have relatives that live out near Wildwood as well. And yeah, no, greatly of the flooding issues in Missouri.
How many relatives you got? You got relatives in Carolinas. You got some here in Missouri.
I belong to a large Catholic family. We got relatives everywhere.
Well, this is the place for them to be. Matt Demline, WRVA, our sister station over in Richmond, Virginia. So what happens next? It doesn't look like you're going to be camping out at the radio station with your sleeping bags because the storm's heading south.
That's correct. What we're basically going to be doing now is just sort of monitoring the state response. Obviously, there is some risk for coastal flooding, and that can occur up and down the state, all the way actually up to D.C., because you've got the Chesapeake Bay there, and you can have coastal flooding along the bay as well as the storm surge comes in. So that's going to be something that we have to deal with. And, of course, we're the state capital here, so we deal with a lot of the state response. covering that is sort of our job. So we'll be dealing with this story for a while.
Great. Matt Demline, WRVA, Richmond, Virginia, our sister station out there. Thanks for coming on to Overnight America.
Not a problem. Thank you.
He joins us on the Quiver River electric guest line. He said he, when he was out here, he said he tried and tried and tried to get a job here at KMOX. He said it's funny, the first time he's on the radio station is as a guest reporting from another radio station. In the next hour, we do this thing called Tell Me Something Good. If you have been holding on to something good that's happened to you, I would love to hear it. So right after the 1 o'clock news here, we're going to start taking your calls at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. So I also want to mention, if you haven't listened to our podcast lately, go do that. And I'm going to put another appeal out to you. If you got your iPhone, this is a real simple thing for you to do. If you're just sitting at home and you're listening to the radio, enjoying yourself, if you enjoy this radio program and you have an iPhone, open it up and go to your podcast app. It's a little purple thing. It's got like these little circles on it. It says podcast. Search for Overnight America and give us a 5-star rating. That helps a lot because we always want to find ways to expand this audience so more people can hear it, and that really helps when we get those big ratings. So it's really simple. If you need help with that sort of thing, you can always text in. I can do that. I can be your technical support for the reviews. But thank you all for that. And we're going to take some of your Tell Me Something Good stories coming up, too, in the next hour. Got a couple of other ones, too. They finally found the St. Louis guy that drove on the lawn over the school, right around the school bus. I'm so glad they found this guy. I'm glad his face is out there. Another update from AccuWeather coming up.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.